Page 100. Listening Practice 3. The High Price of Education. In the following conversation, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Loan. To charge. Tuition. Lecturer. Budget cut. Deputy Prime Minister. Ready? Now read the following questions. Read them carefully before listening to the conversation.
Alexis.
Hi, Megan. Are you walking over to the library now?
Actually, I'm on my way to work, but I can walk with you part of the way.
Where do you work?
At the university bookshop. I wish I didn't have to go in today. I've really got to study.
Oh, I know how that is. When I was a student at university in America, I always had a part-time job. A university education there costs a fortune.
It does here in Britain too, but it wasn't always this way.
Really? I mean, I know the cost of education has gone up in the United States, but even my mom had to take out student loans when she was at university.
My mum didn't pay anything at all. In her time, even the very best universities were free.
So what happened? Why does university cost so much now?
In the late 1990s, the government decided that universities should be allowed to charge tuition fees. They couldn't charge more than £3,000 a year, though. I think that's about $4,500. That was quite a lot of money, but many people could afford it. Then, in 2011, the law changed and universities were allowed to charge up to £9,000.
The price tripled in 1 year? That's incredible! If my university raised tuition that much, people would be out protesting.
There were huge protests here, all over the country. 50,000 people came to one of them. The lecturers were at the protests too, because their salaries were cut by 40%.
I think it's great that so many people stood up for what they believed in. But I guess the protests didn't really help the situation, right?
Not a bit. The government insisted that budget cuts had to be made. The Deputy Prime Minister even said that young people are lucky to get a university education and that they should help to pay for it.
That's easy for him to say. How did the increase in tuition affect people's lives?
A lot of people had to change their plans. It used to be common for students to take a gap year. Do you know what that is?
You mean taking a year off to travel between high school and university?
Right. Well, fewer students are taking a gap year these days. They need the time to earn money for university. My older sister was going to spend a year backpacking in South America. But after the tuition increase, my parents said they couldn't afford to send her to university. She needed to help out with the tuition fees.
That's really too bad. But with education being so expensive, can't students get a student loan?
Yes, and you can repay the loan over 30 years. The Prime Minister felt he was being very generous by letting people have loans. But who wants to have money taken out of their salary for the next 30 years?
I know what you're saying. I'll have to pay my school loans with part of each month's salary, but at least it won't be for 30 years.
I recently read that a lot of students are considering universities in other European countries. They're much cheaper. One of the Dutch universities costs only £1,500 a year, and it's supposed to be a good university.
That's a much better deal.
Anyway, everyone I know is trying to save money. Some of my friends have decided to live at home instead of in a rented flat. And there are lots of people like me who have got part-time jobs. Speaking of which, I have to go to the bookshop. It was great chatting with you.
Hey, are you free on Sunday afternoon? Maybe we could get together and see a film.
Sounds great. See you.